Welcome to Rolling Forward.
I'm Dr. Alicia Rowland.
I'm Dr. Stephanie Rowland. This week, we thought we would talk about RFK Jr.
What does F stand for? I'm like, RFK.
Frederick? That's the only word.
Frank?
Frank.
I was like, all right, about Francis.
They're all the same name. Frederick, Frank, and Francis are all different versions of the same name.
Robert Francis Kennedy Jr., also known as RFK Jr.
He's been nominated to lead HHS, which is the Department of Health and Human Services. And if you want to know more about what that position entails, you can listen to our episode about HHS and why it matters to everyday Americans. But today, we're specifically going to focus on RFK Jr. and why him becoming head of HHS matters.
So he is scheduled for two Senate hearings this week for this nomination. The first is scheduled on the 29th, and the second is scheduled for January 30th.
And that first one on January 29th is with the Senate Committee on Finance, and the one on January 30th is with the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, also known as HELP. These hearings are important because this is where a lot of people's questions about his appropriateness for the job are going to get answered. And if he's able to make it through these hearings and it goes to the floor for a vote, these votes often just split along party lines.
And there's been a lot of questions about his appropriateness for this position.
That is so true. And there's been strong opposition from physicians and other medical doctors to his appointment to this role. But before we get into this, let's just talk a little bit more about who he is and how he came to be here.
So RFK Jr. is the third of 11 children of Senator and previous U.S. Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy, and he is the nephew of President John Kennedy and the nephew of Senator Ted Kennedy. So from a family of lots of politicians, lots of famous names in there that we know.
He's really grown up in this world.
Has grown up in this world. When he was 9, I think, President JFK was shot and assassinated. And when he was 14, his father was assassinated when his father was running for president.
I can't imagine how devastating that was for him to lose first his uncle and then his dad and to such violence.
He launched a petition on his presidential campaign website for the Biden administration to release the remaining 1% of documents related to the case. He has said that finally releasing the full and unredacted documents could help restore his trust with the government.
Is that why he's aligning himself with Trump? Because my understanding is he was a never-Trumper at one point.
In 2016... called supporters of then presidential candidate Donald Trump, quote, belligerent idiots, and
belligerent idiots,
and suggested that they were, quote, outright Nazis.
Ooh,
that some were, quote, outright Nazis.
Not all of them.
He's characterized Trump as a bully and as a threat to democracy, and he compared him to Adolf Hitler. So RFK Jr. is known as a politician. His background is actually in environmental law. He spent over 3 decades working in New York State, and he was fighting for improvement of pollution, removal of chemicals and toxins from natural land, from our water sources, from our food. He has represented a lot of different organizations, including the NAACP and a lot of different indigenous communities, trying to support their land, support their water, trying to improve environmental spaces. He spent over 3 decades in his career as an environmental lawyer, suing large companies, suing cities and states for polluting waters, for polluting lands, and for processes that were affecting remote wild areas.
It sounds like he's been this real life Aaron Brockovich, fighting for small communities and fighting for environmental integrity. And yet, he's also gone to the side where he's blaming vaccines and fluoride in the water, Tylenol, aluminum, cell phones for all kinds of public health problems that the evidence hasn't really linked them to.
I think it's easy to see how you can transition from an environmental lawyer that really focuses on the harmful effects of chemicals, the harmful effects of toxins, and pivot into this role where he's making a lot of comments about chemicals and toxins in the body.
And Alicia, before we get any further into this, I think it's really important to pause for a moment and really state definitively for the record that there is scientific consensus that vaccines do not cause autism. This entire idea was a hoax that started with one discredited researcher's statements, and it has continued. There was a journal article that came out over 10 years ago that called this vaccine autism connection the most damaging medical hoax of the last 100 years. So a big concern that we have about RFK Jr. being appointed to lead HHS is that, number one, he has reiterated time and time again this hoax about vaccines causing autism. And it sounds a little different at different times when he says it, but he's been really focused on this chemical called thiomersal. This is a mercury-based preservative. It was previously used in some vaccines, and RFK Jr. has made these grand statements that this is causing autism, and this is a link of vaccines and autism. There has been so much research devoted into studying thiomersal, and there's no evidence that either this chemical or vaccines independent of thiomersal causes autism. And number two, this chemical isn't even present in childhood vaccines anymore. And yet it's something that he continues to repeat and continues to say. And as physicians, as people who do HHS-funded research, there's additionally this concern that if RFK Jr. says we need to revisit the science on vaccines, he's going to be taking all of these precious resources and precious dollars and diverting it away from the promising research into new cancer cures, into new treatments, into things that families need today, and instead go back and revisit these already answered scientific questions.
He's not a physician, and his views that he has transferred to healthcare are not fact-based. He's really known for his anti-vaccine sentiment and his conspiracy theories.
And vaccines matter because they save lives. Before the introduction of vaccines, children used to die of all kinds of illnesses. And even if they didn't die, they sometimes had severe impairment, like with polio. These vaccines have saved lives, and these illnesses are now seen as preventable. And over 24,000 doctors have joined the Committee to Protect Healthcare, urging the U.S. Senate to oppose Kennedy's nomination to lead HHS. And those are the concerns that healthcare professionals have. So these 24,000 doctors who've signed this letter against him, they've said, and this is a quote from that letter, "This appointment is a slap in the face to every healthcare professional who has spent their lives working to protect patients from preventable illness and death." And that strong sentiment, I think, is directly in response to some of his anti-science views, particularly to those around vaccines.
He has largely blamed a number of conditions in kids, including autism, ADHD, which is attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, allergies, cancers, autoimmune disorders, to chemicals and radiation in our environment, in our food, in our medicines. And this is the basis of his stance that vaccines are bad for children. It comes from this idea that there are chemicals and toxins in vaccines. In our last episode about the Department of Health and Human Services and about RFK Jr., we talked a lot about his stance on the MMR vaccine specifically with regards to his trip to Samoa and the measles outbreak that occurred afterwards.
With so many children dying that they ran out of children-sized coffins in the country. And that is one of the saddest stories that I've ever heard. And I think it bears repeating because this is a man who is being put in a position where he can lead healthcare in America.
He is focused heavily on the MMR vaccine and recently has made more statements about questioning the safety and efficacy of all vaccines. He claims that he's not anti-vaccine. He claims that he wants more science, more evidence about the safety and efficacy of vaccine. And despite that those studies have been done, despite the science supporting vaccines, despite many studies refuting his claims, he claims that the evidence is not good enough and is refuting all good evidence.
I wish you could have heard my eye roll when Alicia said there were more studies needed. The studies are out there, they are present, and they help support the safety and efficacy of vaccines. And what RFK Jr. has specifically said is that no vaccine is safe and effective. In the weeks up to these hearings that are coming up later this week, he has backed away from some of these statements. But I think that we really need to consider the totality of his history on this. And he has been strongly against vaccines and spreading vaccine disinformation for many years. And it's had very real consequences, as people in Samoa can tell you. And his conspiracy theories around some of these health issues, they go much more beyond vaccines. He has made statements about how HIV doesn't cause AIDS. He also has said that some of our most successful early medications that saved so many lives from people who have AIDS, medication known as AZT, was absolutely fatal.
He has a long record of spreading really baseless conspiracy theories. And there's a whole like laundry list that you could choose from. He said that COVID-19 was engineered to spare specific ethnic groups, specific racial groups. He has linked school shootings to antidepressant use.
Water, contaminants in water are causing gender dysphoria.
And he's promoted a lot of misinformation, disinformation about COVID-19 and COVID-19 treatments.
And another really big point of contention for him has been the presence of fluoride in water. And we haven't even talked about raw milk.
I know, we didn't talk about raw milk. There's so many things to talk about. We haven't talked about worms in the brain?
Yes, there was concerns that he shared that there was a worm in his brain at one point that may or may not have damaged different parts of his brain and changed parts of his thinking.
We haven't talked about bear carcasses.
Oh, God. And whale carcasses?
There's just so many things to talk about. He's reported that he's had severe short and long-term memory loss and mental fog since 2010. That's alarming for someone who's going to be in charge of, you know, healthcare.
There's so many things to talk about. And there are so many reasons that doctors and other healthcare professionals are concerned right now and are following these nomination hearings closely.
So I think overall, there are a lot of reasons why people are concerned about the nomination of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead HHS, saying that he's not quite qualified and his positions are alarming and we're worried about the health of the nation.
And although he has this strong history as an environmental lawyer, working with minority and indigenous communities to help protect their land and water, a lot of this is now led into these conspiracy theories about vaccines and autism and water and gender dysphoria and HIV isn't related to AIDS. And it sort of has led into all of these different ways about his thinking.
There is strong opposition to his nomination, including more than 75 Nobel laureates have urged the Senate to oppose his nomination. We've already talked about the physicians that are opposing.
And the concern is really that he's putting the public health in jeopardy.
You know, hashtag alternative facts. I feel we're back there. We're picking and choosing what scientific evidence we'd like to believe and what non-evidence we'd like to purport as fact.
We'll be tuning in and we hope you will be too on January 29th and January 30th when the Senate hearings are happening on his nomination. And we'll see from there what happens.
Something that we didn't talk about, but we talked about it last time, is his like vow to like fully gut the HHS and just like fire everybody.
I think that's already been happening.
I mean, it's already happening.
I think between is it DOGE, the Department of Governmental Efficiency, and just the GOP in general, there's this desire to make government more efficient by firing everybody. And we'll see, I guess, how effective that is. But yeah, that might backfire.
I think this has already started, but this like dismantling of the public health infrastructure that we have, that we depend on to prevent disease, to improve health outcomes, to respond to threats, like health threats in the United States. I think we're already seeing dismantling of our infrastructure. RFK Jr. has been very vocal about his plans to massively fire people at the NIH, the National Institute of Health, at the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration. And he's not in power yet, but it's already happening.
And it's concerning that he's taking these actions at a time where our public health agencies may matter more than ever. We are experiencing a pandemic threat right now. Bird flu is real. Bird flu is increasing. So if you have strong feelings about this, if you feel that he should or should not lead HHS,
you can reach out and email your senators.
Give him a call.
There are lots of opposition letters circulating online, including the one from the Committee to Protect Healthcare. you can reach out to lobbying and advocacy groups.
So these are all some ways that you can share your views as these Senate hearings are about to happen. It's really important to hear from the people here about how they're feeling about this nomination, their concerns about it. And I think senators and other officials are taking these calls, these letters, these emails seriously. You shrugged. I mean, I hope that they're taking it seriously. We'll see. And no matter what happens, we'll be here with you. We are the podcast Rolling Forward.
You can reach out to us on all the socials. Let us know if you have any questions or topics that you want us to cover.
And we'll have to wait and see alongside you what happens during these hearings. If you want to know more about HHS, what it is and why it matters, you can listen to our second episode.
And you can always shoot us an email at rollinforward, R-O-L-I-N, forward at gmail.com.
I believe it's Rolling Forward Show, R-O-L-I-N. We have both of them. You can email us wherever you want. And let us know what you think of our graphics. I think they're pretty cool. And that's our show for this week. Doctor, sister, side.